Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dr. Dave. You can call me Mr. Vegan. Welcome to episode number 126 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. And oh my God, do I have an episode for you today. Don't go anywhere. I want your undivided attention because what I am going to be teaching you today is going to help you in your life, guaranteed. Guaranteed. I'm still in Breckenridge, Colorado as I'm recording this. Oh my God, I've been here about 3 weeks now. I'm leaving tomorrow to come back home to Maryland. And some people ask me, am I excited about that? Do I want to come back? Well, here's the deal. I mean, I love my home in Maryland. I love it. I mean, Yoko and I live in not a very, very large house. We live in a nice home in a very rural setting. It's farmland and horses around us. We love it there. We love going out on the road and walking and running. But I love Colorado as well. I love the mountains. I love the snow. I love Colorado in the summer. There's something about it that's just magical to me and to Yoko. So who knows, maybe one day this will be our home permanently. But until then, we're very, very fortunate and thankful that we can come out here at least a couple times a year and spend some good quality time in the mountains, the Rocky Mountains. So, how are you doing? How's your year coming so far? We're already into March, and I really hope that you're living your life the way you want to live it, because remember, you only get one chance, and we got to do what we want to do in life. And I'm going to help you with something today that I think is going to really get you moving in the right direction if you've been stalled a little bit. If there's really something that you dream about doing, that you want to do, and you just haven't had the motivation, maybe the courage, the guts, the wherewithal to do it, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to just show you that you can do practically anything you want in your life. And I'm going to give you some examples and some of the things that I've wanted to do in my life. I mean, they're really not big deals, but I'm going to start with something. And you may have heard me say this before, but it kind of paints this whole picture. When I was younger, I really wanted to play guitar, and my parents went out and bought me a guitar, and we did the things like I went to guitar lessons and I practiced, and the bottom line is that I wasn't really that good. I kind of sucked, and it didn't come naturally to me. So in order to play, I had to practice a lot, and other things got in the way, like some of my sports and just some of my other things, and you know, as time went on, I just kind of gave it up. I put the guitar in my closet. It just wasn't really going that well. And I think also it didn't help when people watched me play guitar. I had this feeling that they didn't think I was very good. And it took me a long time to change from one chord to another. And I just kind of felt like a failure as far as playing the guitar. So I never really did much with it. And even in my later years, as I got older, I started playing guitar again. I said, okay, I'm not too old. Maybe I started again. How old was I? Probably about 40. I started maybe even late 30s. I started messing around with it again. And I hired a guitar teacher. And kind of the same thing happened. I started playing and started learning some songs. But over a period of time, I just kind of sucked. And it just went by the wayside. But it's something I always wanted to do. So it just never really happened for me, and I'm never going to be a famous rock star. but here's something very interesting that happened. This dream ultimately kind of came true, because when my son recently got married, about a half a year ago or so, I pulled my guitar out of my closet that had just been collecting dust. I mean, literally, it'd been there for so long. I put some new strings on it, tuned it up a little bit, dusted it off, and I actually wrote a song for my son at his wedding. And I'm not a good songwriter at all, and I put my heart and soul into it and did the best I could. So I kind of wrote this song and decided, instead of doing like a real conventional speech, the father of the groom, I would go ahead and do a little speech and then play a song at my son's wedding, which I did in front of about 180 to 200 people. and it went really, really well. I mean, and I'm not a good guitar player. I sucked. And am I a good singer? No, I'm not a good singer. But when you put love into something, and you write some lyrics, and even you get almost like a free pass, because again, am I ever going to be like a famous rock musician? No, there's zero chance. Or a great singer? No. But when you put some love into something, some passion into something, it went over really, really well. So after my son's wedding, I was thinking to myself, well, what could I do with my semi-talent, not real talent, but a little, the small amount of talent I have as far as playing guitar a little bit and singing and maybe writing some songs. So I thought to myself, wow, maybe there's something I could do. So I had this idea that I would write a parody vegan song, like a parody song with kind of like a vegan theme. And a friend of mine said, hey, I've got a great idea. You know, this song I'm leaving on a jet plane. Well, it's just totally right for this, because you could name the song Vegan on a Jet Plane. And I said, wow, that's a really cool idea. I think I'm going to try that. So I wrote a song along with some help from my brother Rich and maybe somebody else. I'm trying to think who else helped me. But I think my brother Rich helped me and somebody else helped me. But then bottom line is, when it came down to it, most of the words were mine. I tweaked a lot of the stuff, and I actually wrote this song called Vegan on a Jet Plane. And I asked a guy named Don Robertson, who runs a vegan potluck dinner locally in Maryland, if I could play it in front of his group one evening. He graciously said yes. And so here I am, this inexperienced guitar player and singer, playing my song in front of, I guess there must have been about 40 people in the room, and I recorded it. And it went over really, really well. And I put the video up on Facebook, and it got like right away like over 4,000 views, and people were making great comments. And so from there, I started writing another song, and I wrote another song, and it's called Dear Vegan. Now, again, remember, I am not a songwriter. I'm not a musician. I'm not a guitar player, and I'm not a singer. But I was so passionate and determined to do something that I kind of figured out a way that I could do this without even being very talented. I could do this and make it work. So from there, I started getting calls from people that run vegetarian festivals, and they want me to come play my vegan parody songs at their vegetarian festivals. So the lesson here is, if you really want to do something badly enough, I truly believe it can be done. And I've got a bunch of other examples for you. So I'm just trying to think, what is it that you want to do? I know there's something in your life that you want to do that maybe you've been putting it off. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. I did a Periscope broadcast a few days ago, and I asked some people live what they want. You know, is there anything that they really want to do they've just been putting off? And yeah, and a lot of people responded. So some examples were, I want to learn how to draw. I want to learn how to do some type of art. I want to learn another language. I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn how to make pottery. And the list goes on and on and on. And people, so I'm convinced that you're listening to me right now, there's at least one thing that you really want to do in your life, but for some reason you've just put it off because maybe you just think you're not going to be that good at it. And let me just tell you, I'm the same way. I've been this way for most of my life. And it's time to just say, forget about what other people think. Forget about if you're good or bad, because if you're doing something and you love it, it doesn't matter to you whether you're good or bad, because you love doing it. And suppose you want to learn Spanish. And suppose after 1 year of learning Spanish, suppose you're only fair and you can only say a few words or maybe a few phrases. So what? You've progressed to the point where maybe at one point you knew nothing, but now you know some phrases, and you can maybe go into a restaurant and talk a little bit of Spanish. Okay, that's great. And then you build on that and take it from there. There's so many examples. Oh my God, I could give you so many examples. I mean, as you know, I'm a runner. But am I a fast runner? No. When I run, I'm slow as hell, and I've never been a fast runner. Even when I was a lot younger, when I participated in a lot of these 5K races and 10K races and 10 milers and half marathons and marathons, I was never competitive. Never. I was always what we call a back of the pack runner. So many people would be frustrated, and they would probably give it up, and they wouldn't, you know, because, you know, they can never win a race, they can never be towards the front, they're always in the back, and it gets frustrating. But for me, it was totally the opposite. You see, I love running, and I don't care if I'm at the end, if I'm running with a whole group of people or a race. I don't care if I'm in the back of the pack. It doesn't matter to me because there's so many benefits from running. And I've been running for now for, I've been running for about 35 years now. And right now I've got a little bit of a ski injury, so I haven't been running for the past couple months. But forget about that. It's okay. That'll go away, and I'll be running again by the spring or summer. That's not a problem. But if I would have just said at one point, you know, I suck as a runner. I run in these races. I'm always slow. I never win. I never even come close to winning. I'm just going to give it up. That would have been horrible. That would have been crazy. So instead, I've actually made a big deal out of being a slow runner. I think being a slow runner is better than being a fast runner, because I have so many friends and I know so many people that have been very fast, competitive marathon runners. And you know what happens? Well, they get burnt out. They get injured. It just becomes too much for their body, and they've stressed their body so much over years, they just can't do it anymore. And here I am, plodding along, kind of like the back of the pack guy, but I keep doing it for my entire life. And I think I'm going to be running into my 70s and 80s and 90s. I think there's no question. Now, will I be slow? Yeah, because I've always been slow. It's okay. It's all right. And I've got more examples. Skiing. I am not anywhere close to the best skier on the mountain. I come out to Colorado every year, and don't get me wrong, I'm pretty good, but it's taken me a long time to get pretty good. Years ago, I sucked. I was horrible, and it would have been so easy for me to say, hey, I'm just giving this up. It's, you know, I can't do it. I don't really look that good. There's so many people on the mountain that look so much better than I do, but I never gave it up. What I did, I persisted. I kept coming out to the mountains every winter. Every winter, my goal was to try to get a little bit better. And now I'm 60 years old, and I'm pretty good, but I'm nowhere close to the best people on the mountain. I'm not even close to them, but I'm a very, very respectable skier, and I can call myself a skier. And even if I wasn't at the level I'm at right now, if I could get up to the top of the mountain and ski down, I'd call myself a skier. It's okay. And same thing goes with singing. I sing in front of audiences for my work, from being a speaker. And my brother Rich and I sing. I've been doing that for a long time. And I remember when I was younger, people told me that I couldn't sing, that I sucked. And I probably still do suck, but it's okay, because I'm happy with myself and I am totally confident. And I don't care if I get up on a stage and some people in the audience think that I'm horrible. It doesn't matter to me, because I'm having a great time. And I'm able to get up in front of people and do what I'm passionate about. So those are just a few examples. I know you've got something inside of you that you want to do. I'm positive of that. Let me see. Do I have anything else? Is there anything else? Let's see. Running, guitar playing, singing, skiing, and climbing. Climbing. I used to go to the climbing gym. I haven't done it for a little while now. But I was, again, probably a very, very low-level climber in the gym. But it didn't matter. I loved it. And every time I went there, I just tried to get a little bit better. Was I nearly as good as some of those hot shots that could climb, you know, anything? I wasn't even close. Not even close to them. But it did not matter to me. So my point is, to do something that you're passionate about, you don't have to be the best. You don't even have to be in the middle. You could be bad at something, but try your best and do it and be passionate about it. And as you do it more, you get better and better and better. And don't compare yourself to other people. Do what you're comfortable doing, and do it to the level that you want to do it at, if that makes sense to you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think your lesson, your what's the word I'm looking for? Not lesson, but your what I'm going to ask you to do from this episode is to think of one thing in your life that you have wanted to do, but you just put it off for some reason. You're afraid to do it. You're too lazy to do it. You're worried about what other people are going to think of you. It could be anything. It could be anything to do with art or a language or singing or writing, or it could be anything. It doesn't matter. I want you to make today the day that you're going to say, hey, I put this off too long. I'm going to get started. I'm going to try this, and I'm going to do it. And I don't really care what other people think. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to have fun doing this, and maybe one day I'll be really good at it. Maybe I won't be good at it, but I'll still be having a great time doing it. What is it that you're going to do? What's your passion? What do you think? Maybe you want to play guitar like I did. Maybe you want to pick up a drum set. It doesn't have to be musical. It could be anything athletic. It could be even becoming a plant-based eater. You might say, well, you know, I can't do it because it's just, I've got too many social pressures and I've got too many things going on with my family and my work, and there's just no way I could ever be 100% plant-based. Well, you know something? I disagree with that, but let's say you can't do it perfectly. Nobody's perfect. Let's say you want to do it better than you're doing now. Let's say you want to eat many, many more fruits and vegetables in your diet and take out as many animal products as possible. Maybe not even 100%, but you want to take out processed foods and you want to take out animal products. But you don't have to be perfect. Let me tell you something. I am far from perfect. Look, sure, I've got the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I've got a big following. I help people all the time. I love to help people. I love to inspire people. But am I perfect? No way. There's no chance that I'm perfect, and I never, ever, ever want to come across as perfect. And if I ever, if you think that I'm ever coming across as Mr. Perfect, and you better do as I say because I'm perfect, then you please send me a private message and you let me know, because I'm telling you something. I am just like you. I'm no different than you. The only difference is maybe that I have figured some things out that maybe you haven't gotten to yet. I figured out how to make almost any goal come true. I figured out how to live the life the way I want to live, because I'm no longer worried or afraid about what other people think of me. And as soon as you let that barrier down, as soon as you get that thought out of your head that it doesn't matter what other people think. Because I remember going back to singing, I think I probably told you this before, but I remember when I was a little kid, I was singing at some kind of family function, and one of my relatives said, Dave, you sound like a girl when you sing. And from that day on, I thought that, man, I can't sing anymore. I suck. I sound like a girl. I'm horrible. I've got like this high singing voice. But you know something? I got over that. It took me a while, but I got over that. And these days I can be on stage singing in front of 2,000 people. And you know something else? I don't care if I'm bad. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me. I do the best I can and it doesn't bother me. Later this month, guess what? I'm going into the studio. I'm going into a professional recording studio and recording my two vegan parody songs, which will be coming out shortly thereafter. I want you to look out for that. Vegan on a Jet Plane and Dear Vegan. They're coming professionally. Now, the guy that owns the studio, he's going to be helping me. He's going to be doing some professional instrumentation and probably some professional backup vocals. I'm not sure how he does it, but he's got some equipment to make me look and sound better than I am, which is great. I have to pay for it, of course. I've got to pay the studio time, but this is going to be a blast. Did I 20 years ago, if you would have asked me, would I be going into a recording studio and coming out with two singles, I would say, hell no, there's no chance I'd ever be doing that. But guess what? I'm doing it now because I've overcome fears. I've overcome procrastination. I want to live the life that I want to live, and I don't let anything stop me. I just do it. And what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing? You try something, it doesn't work out, you fail at it. So you know something? Big deal. You keep trying and trying and trying. And I'm telling you something. I want you to pick out that one thing. That one thing from this episode. I'm not going to let up on you. I want you to pick out the one thing that you've just been dreaming about doing in your life. I know you have something. Don't tell me that you don't have anything. I know you have. There's something that you want to do. And you can private message me if you want and ask me about it. I'll be happy to answer anything, any questions you may have. You know how to get me. It's easiest. Most people private message me on Facebook these days. It just seems to be the easiest way to get me. That's the way most of my listeners and friends and followers get me. Facebook. I'm David Matto on Facebook. DavidMadow. If you have any questions about this, I'm here to help you. I love doing this. I love inspiring because, again, I've been there. I've done that. I'm not much different than you are at all. There's just things that I've been afraid to try, worried that other people, what are they going to think? What are my family members going to think? But you know something, these days I do what's in my gut, what's in my heart. I just do them and I move forward. And guess what? It works out for me really well. And I know it will work for you. So, wow, I feel like I've been talking the whole time without even taking a breath of air. I've been going. We're pretty much at the end of this episode now. And I hope it helped you. Did you like it? I hope you did. Maybe it's a little bit different than normal, but I know just from talking to other people like you and being on Periscope and asking people if they have a passion, almost everybody says yes. Maybe it's that you want to write a book. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you something. Don't let this go. Promise me you're going to come up with your idea and you're going to work on it. And you can even let me know what it is. Please share it with me. I'd love to hear. Until next time, I thank you so much for being a friend and a listener. I love you. It's Dr. Dave, Mr. Vegan, signing off. Until next week, I'll be back, I promise. See you then. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.